Children's literature reaches its audience at a critical time. Kids who learn to love reading continue to do so throughout their lives. Some of the great literary works of the past were written for children, and today's writers look to continue that tradition. The craft is being celebrated at this weekend's 19th Biennial Children's Literature Hawaii Conference. And its director, Karen Lasumer, is with us in our studio. Good morning, Karen.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
You're a student and a practitioner of children's literature. What was the attraction for you?
I've always really been drawn to children's literature, first and foremost because it's interesting to read. I enjoy and have a good time reading it. And I also think that when we pay attention to what our kids are reading, it helps us to kind of see how they're being shaped.
Sure.
Into adults and contributing members of society.
Well, you know, there's never an exact science as to what's going to trigger a child's imagination, right?
Yeah, absolutely not. And I think that when we have these imaginative stories for them, it allows them to see possibilities that they may not have seen themselves, and then to create their own.
Yeah, kids seem to have especially open minds when it comes to literature. Is that a resource for the children's writer to take advantage of?
Sure, absolutely. And I think, especially at this conference, we're going to have a lot of writers who are there to talk about their work and how they're harnessing some of that in their own work.
Because I'm thinking if you presented adults with a pitch and you said, well, I've got this sponge and it talks and it lives at the bottom of the sea, they might say, well, wait a minute, sponges can't talk. But kids don't have any problem with that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think that's part of their imaginative world, right, is that they see the world as full of possibilities rather than closing themselves off to them, which adults often do because we've been kind of, we're more jaded and conditioned to believe certain things. So
how do you think we can avoid that, you know, the perils of growing up?
I don't know that you can avoid the perils of growing up. We live in a world full of perils, but I do think that children's literature gives us an opportunity to keep our minds open to creatively navigating those perils.
Well, what does it take, do you think, to become a successful, you know, to communicate successfully with kids through writing? What are the ingredients that you've observed?
I would say keeping it fun, keeping it engaging, avoiding being too heavy, I think is important. And again, being imaginative about what the world is and can be.
Does it help to have regular contact with children, you know, as a teacher, as a parent, just in your life?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. And most of the authors and illustrators that I know and that I research do that. They're constantly in the schools. They're constantly putting on workshops and things like that for children.
You've made it the subject of your academic study. Tell me a little bit about that study.
Sure. I just completed my dissertation at the University of Hawaii in English literature, and my dissertation talks about young adult literature in the Pacific and how these particular texts are really great way, really a great way to, essentially what I argue is that they provide positive representations of Pacific Islander adolescents in particular, kind of breaking some stereotypes about these youth. And then it also really creatively reimagines Pacific mythology in really exciting ways that, again, bring some of the past of a lot of our Pacific Islander youth, brings their past to life in the present. And I think that that's really important to get some of these texts out there to help them to see themselves in literature and to get excited about possibilities for how they can navigate our contemporary islands and how it's difficult now for a lot of these youth to succeed in the societies that we have here in the Pacific now.
Well, as you say, kids don't like things that are too heavy, but how would you present something like, you know, helping kids understand that difficulty you just described?
Sure, and I think that kind of goes to the difference between children's, like, picture books versus young adult literature, which often will have some of those heavier themes in it, because a lot of our teenagers have experienced some really heavy things, and so being able to see those reflected in the books they read is something that you will see in young adult literature, and so that's part of it, I think.
A lot of people's memories of childhood are come from, you know, have, we had a perception that adults don't understand how much we're capable of. You know, when you're six, you want to constantly remind people that you're almost seven and that you're capable of, you know, a higher degree than people might expect. You know, I certainly remember feeling a lot that, that parents tended to, adults tended to talk down and that you were smarter than they thought. Does that continue for kids? Do you think that's still happening, that kids are you know, sort of striving to be more more mature no matter what age they are, and that they maybe can feel underestimated by adults?
I think so. For children, for sure. I think in the teenage years, some of them do get a little beat down and mm-hmm. feel like they're kind of stuck on a certain life path. And this is true, referring back to my research, particularly for Pacific Islander youth, a lot of times they feel like, oh, I can only go and be an athlete, or I can only do certain things. Mm. And what I really like about some of the literature there is that it really breaks that apart and says, no, you can actually do anything. And so in the young adult literature in particular, I think it's a really important vehicle for building self-esteem.
So you're seeing a real change between the childhood and adolescence then.
Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
When does that, you know, like 12?
Yeah, I would say around middle school is where that transition happens. Mm-hmm. And there are, you know, there's a category of books called middle grade readers for that age group, but they aren't as, there aren't as many of those. And I think that that would be really great to get more of those out there, because that's the age, that middle school age where, yeah. Where kids either continue to just grow and blossom, or they kind of shrink.
They start to close up
yes.
a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's really troubling that there should be so much in society that sort of induces you to close yourself off, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a shame. And part of it is the way the school system's set up and some of the things that that don't really help them to move forward. I mean, mm-hmm. there are a lot of really great programs, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the whole kind of peer pressure thing that comes in, and their peers pressuring them to do certain things that they might not want to do, but
yeah.
then they feel that they have to, yeah. and that also really contributes to it, in my opinion.
What kind of things are you going to address at this conference? It goes Thursday through Sunday, right?
Yeah.
What are some of the topic areas you're going to be?
So what I really love about this conference is that there's a little bit of something for everyone here. So we have things for adults, so for educators and parents. So there will be teachers, librarians there, and also writers and illustrators kind of working through creating this type of literature for them.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also stuff for teenagers. We have workshops for teenagers who are poets, artists, writers. And then stuff for kids as well. We have a creative, we have actually the Honolulu Theater for Youth is putting on a free show tomorrow night. And then we also have activities, crafts and games and activities that are literature related that we're also putting on for children. And so I think that's really great that we're able to really cater not only to, it's not just a bunch of adults talking about kids.
Yeah.
We also bring the kids in and expose them to really great literature. So literature, but also humanities. We've got theater, and mm-hmm. we're also having a mime, Todd Farley, coming in to perform on Saturday, which I think will be really exciting as well.
Yeah. Well, some of those kids might become writers in the future, right?
And that's the hope, right? We're really trying to nurture them to love reading and to love literature and to perhaps create it as well.
Let's hope it happens. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Karen Lasuma is Conference Director for the 19th Biennial Children's Literature Hawaii Conference. It begins at Tenney Theater in downtown Honolulu tomorrow at 7 p.m. Other free family events will be taking place through the weekend at Chaminade University and at other locations. You can get details on our conversation Facebook page.